us Katie Melua doing her marvellous stuff, and she will be there. Okay, Southside Broadcasting Channel 1 for Hospedia, the official radio service for the James Cook University Hospital, and of course tied in with Madrid Drive on Siren 107.3 FM. So, Kaylee Carr.
Yep.
Good afternoon.
Hiya.
I've just been pointing out to you the two dogs that started off the whole essence and global domination thing that is Patchwork Pooch.
Yeah.
And your first word was cute.
I'm a big fan of dogs.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we're delighted to be able to welcome a young lady who actually is the chief executive officer of Patchwork Pooch, and indeed was doing fine stuff with actually the pink pig. And I won't talk about species crossovers as yet, etc. But she was actually doing the magical thing there whilst Ed Wellman and myself were actually swanning about, so to speak, in the North of England Horticultural Society's Autumn Flower Show. We're referring, of course, to Kate from Patchwork Pooch. Are you there, Kate?
I am. Hello.
Good. Excellent stuff. So the first question we need to ask you is, how did it go at the pink pig? Because I think torrential was probably a reasonable summation of the weather conditions.
Yes, the predicted weather was actually worse than the actual day, yep. So that wasn't too bad.
That's because you were there, Kate. You were bringing your sunny dispossession to hand.
Yes.
And that's the reason that worked, you see.
But there were quite a few wet and soggy dogs by the end of the day, so...
Having said all that, Kate, clearly, you know, I remember, and so does the listener, you can go on Facebook.com and indeed SouthsideBroadcasting.podbean.com, you were the key person or one of the key people behind the canine swimathon. So surely that was just practice for a day like you had last Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah.
There certainly wasn't any dogs as wet as the swimathon.
No, exactly. Well, that's what you see. That's so good news there. Sadly, as I say, one of our other producers, freelancers, obviously put us in touch. Minty couldn't be there because she was poorly at the time, and we had to head off that. But describe it. What was happening with the pink pig?
We came together. I went to with the first idea of a pink pig / Patchwork Pooch fun dog show. Mm. So it was all fun, nothing serious, and we thought, yeah, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
So, and apart from the rain, we had loads of fun dog classes going on. We played musical sit with the dogs. We had police dog demos come down for the day and do a bit of a demonstration. A fence.
Let's just hold it there just momentarily, Kate. You said you played musical sit. Very important. This is very much musical sit with the dogs. Kaylee's looking a bit confused, and so am I. Just explain what you did by musical sit.
We had a sound system on, so we could play some music, and all the dogs would walk around the ring, with their owners, of course, and when the music stops, the dog sits. Then the last one to fit is out, you know, like when you play musical chairs, that kind of thing, until there's just one dog left.
Well, and do we have a winner? Would you like to give them a bit of added publicity? Can we remember who actually won the whole event?
We did. It was a cute little dog called Lily.
Ah.
She won.
Right,
and she got a nice little bag of biscuits.
And what sort of breed was Lily then?
I can't remember what breed she was. I don't know if she was a bit of a cross, because she was fluffy thing.
It makes perfect sense from that point of view to have a sort of slight routine. Sorry, we had a slight little bit of technical crickles there. Don't worry, it's all right. We're sorting
it with my headphones.
No, don't worry, sorry. It could be all sorts of things happening, but no, we're good to go now. That's fine. Kaylee, questions for Kate from Patchwork Pooch.
I just want to say that I wish I'd brought my dog along to that, because she would have really enjoyed that. It sounds so fun.
Is there going to be another one, Kate?
We hope so.
Good.
I hope so too.
We'll have to put our thinking caps on for next year. Oh. Hopefully it'll be a bit warmer. We had have a go agility, fly ball, everything going on, even though it was a bit wet. So hopefully they'll all want to come back. Now, and we can try again.
We've regularly spoken to the ladies of the Pink Pig, certainly at the Lincolnshire annual county show, the Lincolnshire County Show, and we know it's a fantastic thing that's set up and established. Sadly, we still haven't actually managed to trot over to actually do a piece with the whole thing. Maybe I was slightly biased by the fact that another radio station in Hull, Viking FM, actually went and adopted a pig. I thought this is certainly a challenge, a bit too far on that basis. You know, I mean, hence the reason I think we had to sort of get the Southside Terrier team going and various other factors. But I mean, how did you get in touch with the Pink Pig fine folk?
Well, I used to actually have a stand next to the Pink Pig at Gainsborough Farmers Market.
Ah.
And often Sally, the owner, would be down there and we'd just get chatting. And then obviously since then, every time I've been in, we've just been chatting. So I just said to her, what do you think of this? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, let's give it a go.
Well, and she's very good, isn't she, Sally? I mean, let's give her some publicity. I mean, we've done some pieces with her before, so and we feel she's good. It's like a family business. In fact, in many ways, I'd say it's like the Partridge Family for the pig industry. You're too young to remember the Partridge Family, Kate, but never mind. Let's get back to Patchwork Pooch. In terms of that, how's it going? Because I can tell there'll be an awful lot of dog owners, Kaylee might be one of them, who are thinking, approaching winter, into those autumnal times, etc. Maybe what my doggy needs, what my canine needs, is a bit of, you know, a bit of style. What do you think, Kaylee? I mean, we consider what breed? What's your? How would you define your dog?
I've got a cross between a Shih Tzu and a Yorkshire Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
So she's dead small and dead cute.
Yeah.
And in the winter, we'll have this lovely little red jacket with a white paw print all over it, with a hood.
Well,
I think my mum's gone a bit crazy.
Now, okay, so you've heard the case there, Kate. You've heard what the dog is wearing. Now this is where you become the Gok Wan of the canine world, Kate. this is where you actually say, how can your dog look good in all sorts of ways and all the rest of its pieces? What would you advise Kaylee should do with her cross between a Shih Tzu and a
Yorkshire Terrier?
A Yorkshire Terrier.
Well, at the minute, we're just launching a new garment that we've designed ourselves called Dry Pooch.
Dry Pooch?
Which it's
she's
made from...
She's writing this down, Kate. She's writing it down. It's okay.
It's made from antibacterial bamboo toweling. And it's basically, it kind of looks a bit like a onesie. It goes in legs first and velcros all the way down the back. So if you've been caught out in the rain, or like me, you've got Labradors that any weather condition, if there's a puddle, they will swim in it. And if you put that on them before they get in a car or they walk in the house, it keeps your kitchen clean, because if they shake, everything stays within the towel, and that towel just soaks up the moisture. My Labrador is usually dry within about 3 hours, just puts it on, sits in the kitchen, he can walk around because he's got legs, and it just keeps them warm, dry, and keeps your house and car clean.
So I'm looking at patchworkpooch.co.uk, which is obviously the go-to site for various other things. Do we have an image of the onesie there as yet?
It should be on the homepage. It should be the first thing that comes up.
We've got your cell. Oh no, that's about us. I'll just go to the homepage. And I might help if I actually clicked on the right piece. You see, I don't know technology. What's it all about? Ah, right. Okay, so. This is the one, and we've got Gourmet Treat Dog Biscuit, Patchwork Pooch, and we have the two Labradors there. And it says, click here to view our Dry Pooch range. So if you're doing this, by the way, wherever you happen to be listening to Southside Broadcasting, play along. It's very good. It's called interactivity. So we're on patchworkpooch.co.uk. I will now actually click on the section which says Dry Pooch Range. And here we are. Yeah, so let's just work our way through this. Dry Pooch is the wearable towel for your pooch, made from a natural antibacterial bamboo toweling. Actually, is it anti or antic? Never mind. This product is lightweight and ultra-absorbent. Dry Pooch is perfect after a bath, walk in the rain, and a swim in the lake. Do you think that might suit the...
I would consider that, yeah. I'm going to let my mum know about that one.
This could be a sale, Kate.
Oh, no.
That's very good.
Yeah, well, they're also great for dogs that do hydrotherapy, swimming. If you live near the beach, I've had a few customers because their dogs often go in the sea. Mm.
There you are.
Mine does too.
That's fine. Now, when you joined us at the fabulous Great Yorkshire Show, obviously earlier in the year, you were part of a dynamic duo because you're also with a young lady who was working for, I think, a natural pet company thing.
Nature's Menu.
Thank you. See, she's on the ball, is Kate. That's the important. You know, what good would I
have? No, well, Nature's Menu sponsored my dog show, so we kept in touch.
That's fine. I just wanted to sort of continue with that because I thought, you know, together it was like a unique experience in all so many marvellous ways, etc. Were they involved with the Pink Pig event?
Yes, Sally Ann, who I met for the first time at the Great Yorkshire that we just spent the day with, I got in touch with her and she sent me down a load of information packets and a load of treats to use as prizes for the day.
You see, that's why we say, Kaylee, thumbs up to Sally Ann from Nature's Menu. It's very good. So you see, it's important, Kate, as I'm sure you know, to actually thank all the sponsors, the correspondents, etc. Otherwise, you always miss somebody out. Just go for that. Kaylee, any other questions for Kate? Now we've sorted out your dog.
I know.
What's his name, by the way?
Poppy. Yeah.
Poppy. It is a he, is it? Or is it a she?
It's a she.
It's a she.
Yes.
Right.
I just didn't decide to correct you there.
You should, because the last thing I want to do is to kind of get, you know, the canine psychologist on my back for gender realignment when it's not there. Anyway, carry on.
I don't actually have any questions.
No. I mean, just talk us through, because I mean, I find the whole piece of patchwork pooch fascinating and strangely wonderful at the same time, Kate. Just share with us the tale of how you actually set up the company and how sort of the thing developed, because I mean, it really is becoming quite a phenomenal success story.
If I don't really know how it started, I've got these two Labradors, and I started by baking treats for them, and people were like, you know, these are really good, you should sell them. So I went down all the legal routes to do that, and then I did that many wet and soggy shows last year that the idea of dry pooch kind of came to me.
I'm just actually showing the gallery of photographs to Kaylee, and you can almost hear an audible "Oh,
look at the tie!"
Exactly. Yeah, oh. Just look at that tie. It's amazing. Yeah, it's just phenomenal. So yeah, it's well put together. And we say, is the best way to get in touch with you via email, via the website patchworkpooch.co.uk.
Yeah, and if you go onto the Facebook page, that's probably where you'll see a lot more pictures to go "Aw" at.
Oh, well, so steady on. I don't think we can cope with too much of that. Still to come on the show today, we've got Ed Wellman talking about choral practice, choir works, and a whole variety of other bits and pieces. Kate, it's been fantastic getting a general flavour in terms of how Patchwork Pooch operates and what it's there and how it's developed and all the rest of it. Is anything else that you've got sort of planned and lined up, either with Minty or with Nature's Menu or any other sort of events? Because obviously we're beginning to move indoors now, any place where our listener can conceivably actually check out Patchwork Pooch.
I've actually still got a few more outdoor ones planned this year.
Oh, right. So okay, then.
Still braving it. I'm at Epworth tomorrow, which they do a quarterly market. And it's kind of like a quaint farmer's market kind of feel to it. So there's a lot of good food stand and then me with the doggy bit. And then next weekend I am at Hackthorn Hall off the A15. They've got a horse trial and dog show. And I'm in Leicestershire at like a husky show. There's still lots going on.
Well, it just quality is actually that. And will you be moving indoors? I mean, obviously I'm thinking about the various sort of Christmas markets and things from that point of view. You're saying, no, we stay outdoors until December the 24th.
Well, last year I think I stayed outdoors till nearly the end. It all depends what's going on and where we can get to.
Fantastic. Details, of course, presumably will be appearing on patchworkpooch.co.uk. Shameless. Kaylee, what are the last two questions we need to ask Kate from Patchwork Pooch?
Right.
At this particular moment in time. These are critical ones.
Hopefully I get it this time.
It'd be marvellous, yeah.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here today?
I have, it's been lovely.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the near future?
Yep, of course, anytime.
Hey, see, it's a win-win situation. Kate from Patchwork Pooch, she will return.
I will.
And it's 1927 Kansas City.
And just in case you're wondering, Patchwork Pooch also help with the Greyhound Trust and are doing various other dog shows and things in support of that as well. Fantastic, that is Kate. I forgot to mention that, but she will be returning with more Patchwork Pooch news. So you see, Kaylee, we could have actually been there last Sunday. We could have been at the Pink Pig. We could have been enjoying. It wasn't as bad as it was predicted. Everybody had a fun time, you know, but
I wish I was at that one. I would have loved that.
Well, we'll get it sorted.
Next time.
You didn't even have the excuse of saying you were looking at giant cucumbers, giant tomatoes, and unfeasibly large cabbages to sort of excuse and that sort of thing. It's just quite amazing. Anyway, online now, speaking of giant cabbages, only kidding, it's Ed Wellman.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Kaylee.
Yeah, you see, it seems like only a fortnight ago all the situations were reversed and Ed was in the chair taking calls from Katie from Birmingham, not yourself, of course, because you were actually in Leeds.
Yes,
Oh, yes.
Yeah. National Treasures. I think Ed Wellman's going to National Treasure statement, but something which caught my eye in private eye this week. The Daily Telegraph from the 3rd of September. The Great British Bake Off is responsible for several things. A rise in domestic accidents, the upsurge in sales of edible glitter, the investiture of Mary Bury as a national treasure. The Evening Chronicle from the 10th of September. Frank Bruno is a national treasure. He is one of a rare breed, a sportsman who transcends his sport and is willingly taken into the bosom of a nation. The classic Daily Mirror. With a successful career spanning more than 40 years, it's no surprise Alison Steadman has got an army of fans of all ages, but not everyone is so quick to know they're in the presence of a national treasure. Who's your national treasure, Ed Wellman?
Well, there's a difficult one.
Yeah,
20 years ago, probably Richard and Judy, I think, 20 years ago. But now I don't know that I have one.
Have Richard and Judy stopped being the national treasures?
Well, they still are. I mean, I've heard that they're going back to do a special edition of This Morning for the 21st anniversary.
Absolutely. You're spot on there. This, Kayleigh, from the man who does the Friday morning drive time show with Ian and Jeff, and regularly, whenever he's on drive time, actually counts down the number of shopping days to Christmas. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's the, there are only 100 odd to go. What are we doing? How many years to do?
I think it's less. I think it could be 96.
96.
Yeah, there's less than 100 now. It's too scary. Don't talk to me about it.
Kayleigh, that's called getting slightly older. Okay? All right.
Much organisation.
You have finally succeeded in what you promised and what I said I would actually bring for you. I have provided you with your very own copy of a photograph of Ed Wellman.
Yeah.
Sadly, Ed didn't autograph it for you, but we can get that arranged as well. But it's there, so Kayleigh's a happy bunny, not only because of that, but also because we managed to tie in two of her favourite treats earlier, fashion and cute little dogs in scarves.
Yep, and ties.
And ties! Exactly, dogs in scarves and ties.
Oh.
Yeah, I tell you.
But the question is, though, were the dogs holding an umbrella, which they may need it to have done at the Pink Pig Farm?
Curiously, there have been no photographs that I've been able to find as yet, and
no.
I have to be fair, I haven't looked at the Facebook page, which I might perhaps do now whilst Kayleigh's doing a full interrogation with you. And I'm planning ahead to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, which will be starting.
Sorry, you're going to the moon. I know that this week has already held South Wales, the East Midlands, and now the North East in a matter of about 12 hours. I think we may have had coffee somewhere about 3 hours ago as well.
Yeah, this is very true, Ed. Yeah, exactly. I like to feel as though actually there's no such thing as sort of distance between the here and the there, and the here and now. We're always interconnected together. That's the rationale, really.
Well, completely.
Yeah. I'm still quite flattered by the fact that I got an email from somebody in South Wales thanking me for making what was what can be an extremely stressful experience, the Viva, into a most enjoyable one, and professional as well. Very good.
Well, there you are. You're the man for the job.
Well, that's just it. Anyway, Kayleigh, whilst I look for these doggy photographs, and just in case people are confused, we're talking about Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols, which, being part of that F word, as Ed refers to it, mentioning the F word, I don't know what they were talking about. the football thing. He was a Lincoln City man. Don't worry, he could have been a Sunderland supporter. Anyway, any questions that you'd like to throw down the way of the Wellman? That's a nice thing. I like that. Down the Wellman.
That's good. We'll use that again.
It's like a wishing well, you know, but you know, it's Trevi Fountain. Carry on. Good start.
I don't know. Why do I always struggle with questions?
I was flushed with success at getting those last two questions for Kate from Patchwork Pooch. Sorted out perfectly. It was too much to hope she
cheated a little because I had them wrote down this time. I was all prepared.
She knows those last two questions because she's written them down. Fantastic.
Never get them in my head. Hopefully one day.
Kayleigh, of course you will.
One time.
Anyway, perhaps you'd like to ask Ed about life, the universe, and how his experience of the North East was, because I don't think you've spoken since indeed he was in the North.
Come on then, Ed, what was it like?
Well, Kayleigh, now you mention it, actually, I was looking back in my diary, and I think it was 4 or 5 weeks ago on a Friday afternoon that we talked before. and I was sitting in exactly the same place. I'm sitting in my loft room here in Lincoln, overlooking the rooftops. I can see Lincoln Hospital in the distance, and the weather is particularly grey and Lincoln-like. We love Lincoln. We're all into Lincoln, Lincoln-inspired. Alex will tell you about Lincoln-inspired and wonderful Sarah Bullimore, who we interviewed yesterday, all about that. But yes, getting back to the point, my little visit to the Northeast, which I think was 3 weeks ago, today in fact, was fantastic. And actually your description of what I was going to encounter was pretty spot on. It was nothing for me to worry about at all. I managed to understand everybody. I stayed in somewhere just north of Middlesbrough, and very, very nice people I stayed with. And my reflection, I think, on walking around Middlesbrough was that everybody was very, very friendly, particularly in the shops, and I felt that everybody went just that little bit extra to check that you're okay. So that was my kind of reflection on being in the Northeast for 24 hours. I mean, clearly, it was kind of a slow Alex Leftuke day. Not much was achieved other than starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, ending at about 10:30 at night, visiting about 7 places, getting loads of fabulous content for my dissertation, and achieving probably more than anyone else does in a lifetime. But, you know, that's a kind of normal Alex Leftuke day, as I'm sure you know.
I'm just intrigued to find out. 6 minutes ago, Kate from Patchwork Pooch, and be very careful, because if you don't actually go with full Patchwork Pooch on Facebook, you get Patchwork Poo. It's a different line entirely. No, don't want to go to that. But she actually said, just done a bit of an impromptu live radio interview on Siren FM. She got the wrong station. Oh, never mind. We might rebroadcast that's the whole right. thing. But they'll be at Epworth tomorrow, so that's where they'll actually be. With the wet weather coming in, maybe a time for a dry pooch competition. Meg, there's Meg, who's actually at the event, loving her new dry pooch.
Oh, that's lovely. I can't get over them.
you can join in too, Ed, facebook.com/patchworkpooch. And you know, just list away from that sort of point of view. We have, again, another little bulldog there with a tie. British bulldog wearing a tie, which I'll just sort of scroll down to. There you go.
I like them a lot, yeah.
Clearly, ties are now back in with canines. So, very good as far as that. 2 new ties. That's Patchwork Pooch on Facebook, or indeed patchworkpooch.com for the web address. Do you have a dog, Ed?
I don't have a dog, but I have plenty of ties. But I happen to say that, you know, I did notice this morning, it was on the Siren FM breakfast show, I was the only presenter not to wear a tie. The travel news department was in ties. The entertainment department was in ties.
Yeah, absolutely.
The production department was in ties. You next door in ties, but me without a tie.
Do you know somebody else who's kind? He might even come down to talk to the students without wearing a tie as well, because he's just returned from the triumphant views of getting a point from Nottingham Forest, and indeed 0 points from Ipswich Town. Is indeed the man you co-presented "Fly Me to the Moon" with. That would be Rob Nichols. Rob, you're tireless as well, I see.
I am tireless, yes.
Never mind, as opposed to tireless, which of course you are as well.
Yeah.
Tireless and tireless, which is
I have
fantastic.
Some borough ties, but it doesn't seem appropriate. Oh, look, you're a man that sports a Manchester City tie quite often, aren't you?
Usually after they've won a trophy.
Yeah.
It's a thing I
once
have.
Every decade.
Hey, listen, you know, I've already sort of mentioned to Kayleigh there about how the humour quotient being provided by Paolo Di Canio, please send me off, referee, send me off, is great. You know, it's nothing more though. Sorry, Ed, I know we're talking the F word. It's difficult, but you know, it does happen.
I'm just wondering how many more people you've actually got there. You've got the whole world in your
It's a Friday afternoon in the borough. We like to sort of chill out in a broom cupboard. It's the way
it's
we
very
are.
Very good, yes.
It's great stuff there. Kayleigh, any other questions or queries you'd like to put to... You have, of course, got the Kadeem Hussein piece of poetry to prep for, and Rob will attest to this. Kayleigh's voice is immaculately better than it was last time, and it sounds as though she was on helium.
Yep.
It's genius.
Oh, sounded like a man.
No, insane facts.
It was.
No, don't. Please, I'm sure your parents didn't turn around and say, Kayleigh, you sound like a man. I think you should change your name to Ken. You know, it's no. It's gender realignment at all. Excellent. Ed, have you got any questions you want to put to Rob Nichols? Kayleigh, about life, the universe, and various other bits and pieces as we do this prepping thing. I will point out, and we'll talk about this obviously in Fly Me to the Moon, that 7 points from 7 does give a nice symmetry.
It is nice, isn't it?
that.
Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, maybe yeah. not. But it could be better. Never mind. It'll all change when we take the cherries. That's because we're playing Bournemouth tomorrow, Ed, in case you think it's some kind of odd sort of line and phrase that we actually use in the borough, like take the cherries, etc. Anyway.
It could be a bit like Radio B. Asterisk.
Nice
asterisk.
One. Yeah.
Well, this is a question for Rob and for Kaylee, because we seem to plummet in towards winter this week, and yet next week, apparently, we're going to have this great refresh and a new summer coming upon us again. So my question to Kaylee and Rob is, you know, with the energy of a new summer coming next week, what are you going to do with it?
So it'll be like an Indian summer, won't it? So that means...
Well, yes.
I'm really delighted that I've held out and not put my central heating on. I've made the correct decision, haven't I?
Spot on.
That's very interesting, because on our other station, of course, we've got two wonderful co-presenters, Sarah and Nikki. Sarah from Lincoln, who's put her central heating on to full pelt because she can't cope with cold at all. Mm. And Nikki, the German author, who's resolute that the heating will not go on until November the 1st.
Yeah, that's because she's German. I've said this before. Yeah, it's Nikki Wells. Yes. It's like, you know, in the summer, the towel on the back of the bath chair or the back of the deck chair, you know, in good time. In the winter, you do not start the central heating until the end of... etc.
October.
Precisely, end of October. Oh, and quite literally, October. Exactly, sounds exactly the same. Germany, O-K-T-O-B-E-R, October, as in Oktoberfest, curiously held in September. Never quite worked that out. These Germans. In Britain, of course, October, O-C-T.
Is that because it comes from German?
Rob's still got his shorts out, which is all very good.
We'll go that far.
Kaylee, how are you going to embrace the new weather next week?
Well, I wasn't actually aware of that, but I'm sure I'll enjoy it as much as I can, even though I'm stuck in uni from next week.
No, stuck in uni,
yeah,
stuck at the University of Teesside.
Actually, I'm not in that much this year, so it's not too bad at all.
It's not like jail, you know, it's not like prison. You know? Grief.
It's too hard.
Stuck in uni. Good grief, you know, enjoy, celebrate. What's the dissertation on, Kaylee?
It's not a dissertation.
It's not. What is it?
Final project, but I have no idea what it's on yet, because we won't get told until we go back.
Marvellous. The
thing is, my advice for you, Kaylee, is just to drop the word dissertation. Never, ever, ever say that word. Call it final study or essay or something. It's far less frightening than...
I know, yeah, when people mention that word, it scares me a little.
It's just the word. It's all it is. If you forget the word, then it's fine. And, you know, that's the way.
Exactly. So I think we've covered a fair range there. We haven't actually talked about, Rob, of course, your regular Saturday morning runs around Albert Park, which I'm sure Ed could cover one of these days, if actually.
I've switched to Stewart Park now.
No!
Yeah. I went to...
I realised when I was doing my run round Albert Park that I hadn't seen you.
No, only kidding. No, really. I went to Ipswich last week, Ed. So I went past your neck of the woods on the way down. And I went down on a Friday so I could visit Sutton Hoo Burial Mounds, which is something I've, you know, where the Anglo-Saxon king was discovered in 1939. And then in the morning I got up early and did a park run around in Ipswich Park, and it was their first birthday. And we're very lucky in Middlesbrough. We've got two park runs every single Saturday and one just over the border in Stockton. Whereas if you go to East Anglia, you've got to travel about another 30 miles to get to your nearest one. So we're not a fat town, we're a fit town.
There you are, you see. So, and that's why Rob is Mr. Middlesbrough and is right right behind the excitement that is actually... Is it the I Love Middlesbrough literary piece or what the I Love Middlesbrough campaign that's happening in October that we're...
Discover Middlesbrough. We launched a film preview yesterday on Facebook, and it's had 100,000 hits.
I'm just as obviously you can play along with this, as we said, Ed, if you've done the other sort of bits and pieces. We go to Discover Middlesbrough. Which is fine. Discover, as in Captain Cook, presumably, because he discovered...
He discovered
lots of it. Is it all one word, or is it
two
words?
He wouldn't have discovered Middlesbrough because it didn't exist.
It's one word. Yeah,
it's
all one word, right,
okay. It's on Facebook. It's Facebook.
Back to this, etc. If you are waiting for Flying Something, don't worry, it'll be coming up very, very shortly after we've wrapped up this whole piece, etc.
After we've discovered Middlesbrough.
Yes, co-idea. Whilst we're actually sorting this through, Rob, would you like to share with Ed and the listener what exciting thing we're doing with the Book of the Month live, which is going to be a key part of this at the Borough Bookworm on October the 18th?
That's right, October the 18th, we are going out live from the Borough Bookworm bookshop in the Forbes Buildings, Middlesbrough, which is the last independent bookshop in Middlesbrough, and we're going to be... Well, we're going to be broadcasting live from there, aren't we?
We are indeed.
And what is the book again?
That book would actually be right behind you, Rob. If you just sort of look at that book that's on the table there, you can pick it up and deliver it and sort of work through that whilst I say Discover Middlesbrough used to have 348 likes. It's now got 349. And I see that Sarah Dennis, of course, from the Middlesbrough Library Services is also up there. Discover Middlesbrough, for those who want to book the film screening, tickets go on sale at the end of the week, a mere £2 from Middlesbrough Town Hall. And the footage from the North East Film Archive itself will be 90 minutes with a 20 to 30 minute interval. That's a heck of a long interview.
Maybe that's how long that the queues will be at the bar. I don't know.
Plan for 2 hours. So there we are. We've actually liked Love Middlesbrough. I think Ed might be persuaded to love Middlesbrough as well. Would you be persuaded to love Middlesbrough, Kaylee?
I'm actually going to. I think I'm going to love Middlesbrough because in my brief visit, I rather enjoyed the area, and particularly it's made the Harrigan movie concept come a little bit more alive for me.
Yeah, although Harrigan, of course, was shot in Hartlepool, and we don't like to talk about monkey hangers at this particular time of the day.
So
but that's okay. Once again, Rob, that notion of somebody who's south of let's say the Thirsk line simply sees us as northern oiks who come down south of the border, you know, with our stotty cake and flat caps to sort of be. Anyway, whilst we're cross promoting,
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival. More than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Never let me say, we kind of like bring the worlds together, don't we, Rob? You know, we kind of spread
yes,
that out.
Absolutely.
Spread the love from that point of view. Lincoln, of course, still in the Skrillex League, but that
right.
doesn't stop our inspiration going. Kaylee, you did this so well when we talked with Patchwork Pooch. It may have been because you were motivated by your own cross between the Yorkshire Terrier and a Shih Tzu, who's called Poppy.
Yeah.
And she is Poppy, not he. That's very important. I shall remember that and note it down for future reference. Can you deliver those last two questions to Monsieur Wellman one more time?
I'll try my best.
Okay.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here today?
It's been more than reasonably interesting. It was kind of reasonably surprising because in the space of about 3 hours since I was last speaking in person to Alex, I'd completely forgotten that this was going to happen.
Short-term memory, first thing to go, of course. Never mind.
Yeah, last thing to go in my case. But I've been
keep taking the coenzyme Q10, Ed.
I've done it today.
Nice.
I've been plagued by calls from a mobile phone company over the past 72 hours. Okay. And having had about
I'm exercising journalist's privilege here of actually asking that supplementary thing, which Kaylee won't necessarily be aware of, but is this to do with the fact that your iPhone is somewhere in the drainage system of Lincoln?
It's in Vere Street. I can be very specific yes. about where my iPhone is. It
yes.
fell down a drain on a snowy evening back in January. It's nothing to do with that. They're just trying to sell me a new contract. But they keep ringing. And I was actually, after about 72 hours of it, I was ready to answer the phone and give them a complete mouthful and tell them to leave me alone. And as I answered the phone, it was like, are you ready to do this link? I thought, oh, what? Yes.
Which is one of the reasons why Davina McCall always used to say and warn the correspondents that they were live, because she could have just been some mobile phone company trying to sort of sell people something. Sorry about that divergence there, Katie. Kaylee, carry on. Next two questions.
Question.
Yes.
Are you going to join us again in the near future?
Well, I very much hope so, because this has become an integral part of my Friday afternoon routine now. Mm-hmm. So, yes, please make the call next week, and I will be delighted.
And you can also hear Ed Wellman on the Midweek Drive next Wednesday, and, of course, on the breakfast show for Fridays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m, where he will be counting down the number of days till the end of the year. Not till the marathon. I don't know what he started. It's every Friday on sirenonline.co.uk.
That's the one.
I don't want your name, just your number. That's what we want. Before we go to Fly Me to the Moon, Rob, quite rightly, you've done your research. It wasn't a case of just a fictitious line of what Book of the Month we're actually hosting. Of course, the title of the Book of the Month that's going to be live at Kadeem Hussain's fabulous Borough Bookworm as part of the Discover Middlesbrough and Love Middlesbrough campaign is...
The Book Thief.
There we are. I was going to throw in the author, but maybe that's just too much to ask. Shall we do it? Just to show that spontaneity, you see, this Kayleigh is the epitome of a very fit editor of Fly Me to the Moon. He's up and down, he's up and down, it's good, it's calisthenic. And it is by?
Marcus Zusak, is it? Is
there you are. Yeah? Sorted, exactly. Could almost have been a central midfielder. Oh, there we are. Yeah. I'm just happy because Yaya Toure scored and City won in the European Championship for the first time away from home. 3-0. Fantastic. Anyway, enough of such stuff. We'll be talking Fly Me to the Moon and nothing but Fly Me to the Moon, the official podcast companion for Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine, issue 532, after this.